All right, so a lot of you have already seen our kind of setup to this, our phrasing. Something else I'll add in here, it's not an official term. It's not contained in this slide deck. I need to offer it to you, at least the idea, give you something to think about. Again, it's on a re-level. Some of you have probably heard us mention this idea of a cold read. Simply put, a cold read is verbally stating whatever your read of the individual is as you walk up. And it could be any number of things. It could be the read of their current status, physical state. It could also be a quick read of this is how they're going to react based on what I need to say to them. And it's usually a one-line approach. It's meant to be a quick hitter and grab somebody's attention, as opposed to exhausting our entire list. An example of this comes from our three-stage hotel upgrade, which is simply, I'm getting ready to ask you something that's going to make your day a lot harder. Now, that's technically a statement. It can be in statement format. It can be in question format. It can be in label format. It could be, you know, I know you're going to think, you're probably going to feel format, right? Just like our accusations are. But the idea is, quick hitter, the best way I like to describe using this is if you walk up on somebody, you catch them out of the blue, and there's a really good chance that their attention is elsewhere. You don't want to go with an accusations audit because as you're rambling off, they probably didn't hear the first two or three things you said anyway, because there's a transition period in a human being's focus where they actually go from A to B. Part of the reason why they say multitasking is so bad, you know, there's actually scientific data out there that says multitasking is actually bad for your brain because you're not doing any task at optimum level, and it's actually you're deteriorating your brain's ability to function because it's spread too thin. It's the same reason why people's focus doesn't instantly go bang to bang, right? In real time, it seems that way, but in the nanoseconds that judge our subconscious, it can seem like a long time, which is why we've all been caught with, I've been talking for 5 minutes, you didn't hear anything I said, right? That's an extreme example of how people's focus actually changes and it takes time for it to happen. So, cold read, one hitter, go silent. Even if they didn't quite hear what you said, some of it is gonna resonate in their brain. As opposed to an audit, you're into your fourth line, they're just realizing that you're saying stuff to them, and now they can't keep up with what you're saying and digest what you said at first because there's too much going on in the environment, right? Just like it's hard for me to teach and read the chat, I can't do both at once, right? I can't decipher what you said and what you're saying. So, you want to readjust their focus very quickly. You want to get them in the game. You want to have control of what they're actually paying attention to. Cold reads are a great way to do it. Even if they only have heard you, the recesses in their brain, they make, oh, what? Oh. Okay, they didn't feel intrusive. That actually felt like you were just trying to get my attention. So now you have it, right? That's what happens internally for people. So use this cold read. Use it as a setup for our short interactions just to get practicing. You know you're not going to be interacting with someone long, right? Which goes back to the short game idea, which we used to teach very heavily a long time ago. We don't dive into it as much these days because there's a lot more stuff to focus on. However, those 5 to 10 minute interactions that you know are supposed to be 5 to 10 minutes before they get started or less, start with a cold read. Hey, man, I'm getting ready to piss you off. Hey, you're in the middle of something. This is going to really distract you from your day, and you're probably going to be upset with me as a result. Right? You look like you're not ready to hear what I have to tell you. Right? Walk into someone's office as if you're getting ready to talk to them, and then you look at them, and your read of them in the moment is they're not ready to absorb what I got to tell them. Say that. Sorry to bother you. You're clearly not ready to absorb what I got to tell you. How focused on you are they going to be as a result of that? Wait, come back. What were you going to say? writer, you got my attention now. I'm gonna put this aside. The great thing about that approach is, again, they could always go, that's exactly right, man. I am swamped right now. I need you to come back in an hour. And now you're back in an hour and they're happy to see you. You've given them permission to engage in the agreement of what the cooperation should look like, which should always be our intent, right? Because as soon as we start infringing on someone's autonomy, that's when things get messy.